In today's tabloid age of Hollywood headlines regarding who's with who and who's not with who, oftentimes you wonder how much truth is going on behind all of that. And that's the subject of an upcoming play at New Edgecliffe Theater called The Little Dog Laughed. And joining me this evening is the director of the show, Lindsay Augusta Mercer. Welcome.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about this play and the playwright.
This play, as you mentioned, is about a tabloid-driven era. It's a contemporary play about a movie star on the rise, Mitchell Green, and he suffers from a slight reoccurring case of homosexuality, as his Hollywood agent Diane says. So we meet the character as he has just met this rent boy, Alex, who's kind of a hooker with a heart of gold character, and they have an unspeakable connection, and something sparks, and they really look to pursue a relationship, which, of course, is jeopardizing to his career in the film industry. And then on the side of this, we find Alex's girlfriend, Ellen, who sort of gets caught in the crossfire of all this. So Douglas Carter Bean is a brilliant playwright of contemporary times. He has a wit and an edge that is unmatched by, I think, any of his contemporaries. But he brings a really nice old Hollywood nuance to everything he does with his wordplay and his banter. But what I think is really great about him is that when you match it with his sharp 21st century sarcasm, it makes this play a very perfect little satire that is sneakily political and surprisingly touching.
What is it about this play that drew you as a director? What are the things that you look forward to either as challenges or as things that make you smile?
What I love most about this piece and what drew me to it is that underneath all of the satire and repartee, which is hilarious and to die for, we find these four very glamorous but guarded and, I think, relatable characters who are fighting to define and claim their version of happiness. So even though it seems like they are the other to the ordinary person, they're actually very real and down to earth and have the same hopes and dreams as we do. And whether or not they are able to find that happiness, I think, is hilarious, the way it plays out in the play, and also devastating. So I think it's a really nice, balanced piece of theater.
In terms of casting, obviously some people are going to be thinking, oh, this is some sort of, who is this person supposed to be? Who is that supposed to be? Mm-hmm. With regards to casting, were you looking for people who look like Hollywood types, or are you just looking for people that could be Hollywood types?
So first and foremost, in my actors, I look for honesty in delivery. To me, that's the most important thing, especially since these characters, to me, are very real and deeply affecting. So that was really the first thing I looked for. And then I just happened to, luckily, end up with very gorgeous actors.
So you've got this good-looking cast. Who are they?
Well, I have Kemper Florin as Diane, the powerhouse Hollywood agent. And for her rising young movie star, we have Nick Pyatch playing Mitch. The hooker with a heart of gold who steals Mitch's heart is played by Jared Erland. And his girlfriend, who is slightly erratic and gets caught in the crossfire, is played by Aaron Ward.
Now, the story obviously focuses on the relationship between the two men. And then, as you said, the young woman gets caught in the crossfire. But there's a fourth character, Diane, the agent
Yes.
you mentioned. And she's sort of the, I'd say she fixes things.
Diane solves problems. That's what it is. She's probably one of my favorite characters of all time. Just really heavy hitter, powerhouse, impeccable wit, incredible problem solving, as we see in the surprise ending of the play. And I think a lot of people make the mistake of seeing her as this cold-blooded Hollywood monster behind the engine of star making. But what, like I said, is great about this play is that Douglas Carter Bean reveals the vulnerabilities of all these characters, including Diane. And we get some really beautiful moments between her and Mitchell where we see a true, genuine connection and love and a desire to make the other one succeed.
And speaking of succeeding, I must say that you've had quite a career in Cincinnati in the year and a half or so you've been here.
Thanks.
You recently graduated from Baldwin Wallace College.
Yes.
And you came down here. And last season, you were assistant director on all of New Edgecliffe shows.
Yes.
As well as working with Cincinnati Shakespeare Company and Falcon, or you're going to be working with Falcon.
Yes, in this season I will be.
So how do you like directing in Cincinnati?
I really love it. I was drawn to come here in the first place, because I think the theater community is so incredibly rich. And after I completed my internship with New Edgecliffe, I was motivated to stay because I had already made an investment in this very thriving arts community, and I wanted to continue to pursue it.
this is a show you've wanted to do? Is this a show that just fell into your lap? How do you feel about this show?
I've got a long history with this show. I think it was in 2007 I first read it and fell in love with it immediately. And I was determined at that point to make sure I did it. Yeah, it's a lovely play.
In addition to working with New Edgecliff this season, who else are you working with?
This season, I'm working with Cincinnati Shakespeare Company as their resident assistant director. So I'm assisting on all the productions and occasionally doing some dramaturgy work for them as well. And this spring, I'll be directing Falcon Theater's Fourth Wall Slot, which is TBA at the moment, but I'm excited to figure out what that'll be.
And your future plans, are you planning on staying in Cincinnati for a while and continuing to direct? What are your plans?
Sure. That is my plan. Obviously, in this very transient career path, you have to go where the work is. But fortunately, it seems like there are a lot of really great opportunities for me in Cincinnati. And so, as far as I know, I'm here for the foreseeable long term.
And you've had some opportunities in the past few years and that you're bringing your expertise and what you learned from Italy and D.C., I think, was it?
2 summers ago, I was fortunate to be a part of a new play workshop at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. And I worked with a graduate playwright, his name is Kelly Lusk, on a piece called The Love Story there. Really amazing. I got to meet so many incredible artists there. And it was a great summer. And then this summer, I just had the opportunity to spend my time in Arezzo, Italy, working on a few operas, primarily La Rondine by Puccini. And I had never worked on opera before, but since so much of my training was in music and then also in theater, it was sort of this perfect culmination and really enlightening and exciting new opportunities for me.
We certainly hope you'll be staying around to share some of the things you've learned and some of the things you continue to learn here in Cincinnati.
Thanks.
I'd like to thank this evening's guest, Lindsay Augusta Mercer, director of Little Dog Laughed. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure.
For more information on The Little Dog Laughed, presented by New Edgecliff Theater at the Hoffner Lodge in Northside, running September 25th through October the 11th, please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.
Some quiet evenings, I sit by your side. And we're lost in a world of our own. I feel the glow of your unspoken love. I'm aware of the treasure that I own.